WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man cub, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of walking around, oh, ooby-doo. I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you, choo. You'll see it's true. Shoo-bidi-doo. An ape like me. Scooby-dooby-dooby. Can't learn to be human too. Try to kid me, man cub. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Thank you. Willst du etwas Zeit für mich? Dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons auf ihrem Weg zum Horizont. Denkst du vielleicht gerade an mich? Dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons und das, was von sowas kommt. Streichholz und Benzinkanister hielten sich für schlaue Leute, witterten schon fette Beute, riefen Krieg und wollten Macht. Mann, wer hätte das gedacht, dass es einmal so weit kommt.
Vi viskar, viskar i natten, går runt i mitt liv. What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Oh, Mon père mit Mario avec un avocat.
Mon père mit Mario avec un avocat.
Premier soir de mes noces, avec lui je couche. Mais au toit d'en faire pas ça, et au tes mains de l'or. Premier soir de mes noces, avec lui je couche.
Premier soir de mes noces, avec lui je couche.
Il me serra si fort, la couchette en craquant, mais au toit d'en faire pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or. Il me serra si fort, la couchette en craquant.
Il me serra si fort, la couchette en craquant.
La bonne fameuse écoute, entend tout ce bruit-là. La bonne femme vous écoute, t'entends tout ce bruit-là.
La bonne femme vous écoute, t'entends tout ce bruit-là.
A dit en tout ma fille, de ça on n'en meurt pas. Mais au toit d'or, faisons pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
Au toit d'or, faisons pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
A dit en tout ma fille, de ça on n'en meurt pas.
A dit en tout ma fille, de ça on n'en meurt pas.
Si t'en meurs, et on t'enterrera. Mais au toit d'or, perdons pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
Au toit d'or, perdons pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
En tout cas, si t'en meurs, ben on t'enterrera.
En tout cas, si t'en meurs, ben on t'enterrera.
On marque sur sa tombe, et mort en faisant ça. Mais au toit d'or, perdons pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
Au toit d'or, perdons pas ça.
Sa tombe est morte en faisant ça.
On marque sur sa tombe est morte en faisant ça.
En faisant sa prière au pied de Saint-Nicolas. Mais au toit d'en faisons pas ça, puis au tes mains de là.
Au toit d'en faisons pas ça, puis au tes mains de là.
Au toit d'en faisons pas ça, puis au tes mains de là. Au toit d'en faisons pas ça, puis au tes mains de là.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Hey Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Do you love me? Concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you best music.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Well, my friends, inflation is down significantly, and Joe Biden's approval rating continues to climb in a horrible turn of events for the right, which wants to continue to tell the lie that Democratic presidents are terrible for the economy. Now, you all know that I don't actually play these games when it comes to the economy. You all know that when we talk like this, it's sort of tongue in cheek, because the reality is that on many of these issues, presidents have very little influence one way or the other. I don't play the gas prices game. I will jokingly say, how did Joe Biden get gas prices to be down $1.70 per gallon as they are? But of course, I don't really give him credit for that, the same way that I don't blame him for the fact that gas prices went up. But for the right wingers that see the world in this way, we should be aware of what is going on. And as I'm an idiot when it comes to this stuff, but I predicted we would get down into the sixes in the first part of 2023, and inflation would probably be down into the four fives by the middle or third quarter of 2023. And we continue to go in that direction. We learned this morning, CNBC report, consumer prices fell 0.1% in December, in line with expectations. Excluding food and energy, core CPI rose 0.3%. On an annual basis, headline CPI, meaning top line inflation, is now up 6.5%, while core inflation is up 5.7%. The biggest reason for the easing in inflation came from a sharp drop in gasoline prices, which are now lower on a year-over-year basis. I want to tell everybody again, because people are so confused and they write to me things that make no sense. When we talk about 6.5%, what we're talking about is over the last year. So we just got the December numbers. So when we now say year over year, we're talking about price increase from December 2021 to December 2022. Every month, you shift by 1 month what is the 12-month period we're talking about. So in December, when we got the November number, we were talking about inflation from November 21 to November 22. It's now January. We've now added the December 22 inflation data and removed the November 21. So we've changed the range. Instead of November 21 to November 22, we're now talking about December 21 to December 22. That inflation number is down from being in the eights to 6.5%. That is what we are talking about when we talk about inflation. This is now 6 months in a row that inflation has come down. Core inflation from October to December was only 3.1% annualized. That's the lowest such reading in 15 months. Gas, as I mentioned, is down $1.70 per gallon from its peak. Food inflation is slowing. Last month, we saw actually the smallest increase in food prices in almost 2 years. The cost of goods is falling for electronics. Used car prices have come down, which got completely out of control. Wages are higher now than 6 months ago. So it's not prices are coming down and so are wages. Wages are still higher. Prices are lower when you adjust everything for inflation. We have the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. And it is at least partially being perceived by voters as Joe Biden being a generally good steward of the economy. You don't have to.